Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. A guest today that is a topic that, I've got to be honest with you, I know nothing about. So I'm really looking forward to learning a lot more. It's Adam Bennett from a project called EMU. And Adam, we're looking at quantum technology and blockchain. Thank you so much for being on the show, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.
It's a pleasure to have you. So, before we get into the project and too much about the what's probably going to blow my mind, do you want to tell us all about it yourself, how you got here, what your past projects have been, or what you've been doing to get you to the point that you are at now?
Yeah, sure. So my background is in quantum information science, quantum optics, quantum cryptography. I did my PhD up in Queensland at the Griffith University Centre for Quantum Dynamics. And there I spent a lot of time in the dark measuring photons, basically. So photons are single particles of light. The reason I spent so much time in the dark is because single photons are, it's hard to detect a single photon, basically. And it can be a bit tricky to generate them as well. But turns out if you're able to do that, then you gain access to these quantum systems, because a photon is a quantum particle and it exhibits these interesting properties like wave-particle duality or entanglement, and some of these things that you might have heard about, but in most cases...
I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of goes over my head sometimes as well. By accessing these systems, we're able to harness some of the properties and resources that are inherent to those systems.
Yep.
And then integrate those systems into already existing technologies, like, for example, a blockchain.
Yep.
And start to look at how those properties can enhance and benefit users of those platforms today. And we're in a really interesting space at the moment, because these quantum technologies are transitioning from laboratory to commercial world. And the technologies are available to basically
make it happen
and start to offer these.
So that's amazing. So effectively, excuse me if I missed the point here, because like I said, I don't know this stuff. This is very new to me. So are we effectively bringing two seemingly amazing technologies, like the blockchain and this quantum computing and quantum, was it the word quantum?
Quantum technology.
Quantum technology.
It's a great,
bringing it together.
Yeah.
So two of the most groundbreaking bits of technology coming together. Is the world ready for this?
Yeah, so we are kind of creating a new field of science in a way, or a new field of research, a field of discovery. And the world loves blockchain, the world loves quantum technology. It's one of those funny things, it's like, no, I won't say nobody, but a lot of people, when I talk with them about quantum technologies, as you say, it's like, whoa,
mind blown,
but we love it, yep, kind of thing. So
we're open.
Exactly. We want to know more. It sounds great. And it's also necessary because quantum computing is on the horizon as well. We're expecting the quantum computer to be accessible for a budget of about $1 billion by 2030. So we need to start addressing...
Is that all?
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing, like organizations with a lot of money are able to invest in this technology. And so Google, IBM, governments are building these technologies, quantum computing, investing heavily in it because it's such a powerful technology. But before the quantum computer arrives, we have access to these other quantum technologies that we can use to start updating and upgrading our current protocols on the internet that would otherwise be susceptible to the quantum advantages offered by quantum computing.
Got it.
So that's what combining quantum technologies and blockchain is about. It's kind of addressing this issue and future-proofing the tech.
There have to be some optimization opportunities. I mean, the project is EMU, as you can see there. So I want to touch into that. We've done a little introduction to quantum technology and the blockchain. We're there, all right? Mind blown, but we're there. So EMU, this is the project you're working on currently, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, in ways that I can understand, please, Adam, about the project and what you're trying to achieve with this project?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So with With EMU, we're trying to we're combining quantum technologies and blockchain to address some of the issues that face users of the blockchain today. So, for example, using quantum technology, are we able to address issues of energy consumption? Are we able to look at new ways of securing the creation of blocks on a blockchain, which traditionally in a public chain is enacted using a proof of work mechanism or a proof of stake mechanism? When you start to think about quantum resources, you see there are additional tools at your disposal. So we can start looking at proof of entanglement or proof of, and there are publications and new research in this area that are coming out that we're able to look at, and it's an interesting field. So with EMU, we're aiming to address some of those issues user security, of network security, okay. Energy consumption.
Okay. And it's through that quantum technology that the optimization of the, for example, electricity use or power use, are we able to sort of work out when the best time to send a certain amount of, like, how are we optimizing that for that? Like, give this brain of mine a little bit of a hint as to if I'm on the right track or not. How is that going to help to distribute energy in a better way, therefore being better for the planet? How do they come together?
So the way it comes together is when you, these quantum systems, you can encode information into a quantum system. So it's a new way of sharing information, of analyzing information, and of measuring information. So you can use these quantum systems for the same things to do. You can use quantum systems to do the same things that you would normally do with a normal computer, but you just have extra power and ability and utility. And it comes from this fact that you're encoding information into these quantum systems that operate on different laws of physics. You're tapping into a different physical property space that allows you to do some of this really interesting stuff.
So it's a new wave of computing.
Yeah.
And it's using the blockchain, I guess, as a trustless system, so you know that the data you're getting is legit.
Yeah.
It is real. You don't have to worry about where it's come from or who's out to get what. Mm-hmm. And you're sort of paving the way with that with EMU. Now, you're sort of at the stage now, I think it said private sale at stage you're at now. Mm-hmm. So how's it all going? I mean, as far as what I would imagine would be difficult, because look at me, right? I'm a guy who's, I'm not a tech guy. I'm a trader, I'm an investor, and I'm heavily involved in the blockchain space. But I'm a very logical thinker. Not that your project's not logical. It's just, for me, it's not. So how are you finding the understanding going across and speaking to people?
Yeah, so we're receiving a lot of support for this project. The reason for that is the research behind these protocols is very well established. There's 20 years of research in quantum information science, in quantum communication, and quantum computing that we're able to draw upon. And so myself, having spent time in that field, and the colleagues of mine that I'm working with, we're able to kind of look at these technologies and protocols and say, hey, here's some really interesting physics. Here's a really interesting platform. Do they map onto each other? Turns out the answer is yes. Yep. And so as a result of that, we're all really excited.
So it's basically, you don't have to go down to the nitty gritty, it's kind of, here's the bigger picture that we're trying to achieve here. We're going to help a lot of areas, because it's not just sort of focused on one business or one area. Like, you know, we look at a lot of renewable energy plays, for example. That's a specific area. Whereas this is, it's not a specific area. It can be applied across whatever needs to be applied by a collection of that information, optimizing that, and then sharing that data back to whatever business case or whatever environmental case or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And you're using this system to actually create that ease of use, right?
Yes, exactly. And in that way, we're able to offer this in an open and a sort of freely accessible way, so that people can come in and work with this tech, and we don't want to sort of restrict their vision or their innovation or their scope at this stage. We want to open it up to the community so that people can come in and look at this and develop it. Because yes, while we've developed our own protocols in-house and devices and technologies that do get down into the nitty-gritty and like the how, you know, step-by-step implementation of these technologies, we at the same time don't want to, we want to bring in and foster this sort of this idea of harmony and co-creation in this space.
got a big brain bank there too, not just your own.
Yeah, exactly. And it needs to be that way.
Absolutely. Well, look, where do people find more about EMU? How do they find more about the project yourself and what you're doing? How would they do that?
So the best way is to go to our website, emuproject.io. There we've got information on our white papers, got videos of us giving talks, a little bit about the team and the technology that we're working with, communication channels, and there'll be information put there and updated as the project goes along. It's updated pretty regularly as we release information. So
excellent. Adam Bennett of EMU, that was a fascinating conversation, mate. A very different topic that we've had on the show. So there'll be a lot of people there that are very new to it and will need to, as I will, go on the website and really break it down and understand it a lot better. Thank you so much for communicating your message. Wish you all the best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
Adam Bennett of EMU, ladies and gentlemen, go across and check out the website. That's all for us today, guys. Have a good day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.